Tak. I'm just going to talk about something briefly. The dog and pony show we've all been watching on TV, just for the amusement's sake. I'm talking about the Democratic conventions. 10 losers on one stage followed the next day by 10 losers on the same stage. Deja vu, you could call it. You could also call it a dog and pony show. Well, if there's one thing, if you did watch it, I mean, most of us have no interest in things like that, including myself, but I had to watch it for the amusement to see what kind of characters would drop out of the woodwork or crawl out of the woodwork and show us all on national TV how ignorant they are, how out of touch with the general population of the United States of America. Well, if anybody had any doubt that, you know, the Republicans are way in the lead, they know it for sure now, because out of 20 losers on the stage, all they did was show how ignorant they were. And I picked that phrase up from somebody else on Twitter, mentioned the dog and pony show. I knew what they were talking about. And basically, that was it. If anybody, if you watch both of those TV shows and you go out and vote for a Democrat, you are out of your mind. These people showed their ignorance beyond belief. In fact, a couple of them actually called America a democracy. If you have any intelligence, you should know. If you ever said the Pledge of Allegiance, you should know. And to the Republic for which it stands, well, that's it. U.S. government is a republic. It's not a democracy. We'd like it to be one, but whatever. That's why I'm running for president as a write-in candidate, because the people need an honest person to go out and vote for. Of course, I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate, but hey, look up my website. You will be impressed. Much more impressive than those jerks on TV. It's easy. 2020presidenttomedison.com. Hey, better yet, go to BBS Radio and get the whole scoop on me and all the things I'm doing. I got my Subway Fantasy video out there on YouTube. Check it out. I'll tell you how to spell it before the end of the show, because you need to spell it correctly, because those are common words. And there's a lot of videos with Subways, and there's a lot of videos with fantasies. But anyhow, it's out there. 29 minutes of rock and roll documentary that heralds the people that didn't have the big contracts, but they were out there making their contribution to that form of music we refer to as rock and roll. That's right. It's called rock and roll. The phrase was coined, actually, before the famous people were out there. I can go back. There's a 1951 record called Rockin' and Rollin'. So the phrase was out there before the famous people actually, before the DJs started using the phrase loosely. Well, so much for that. Hey, I was listening to James Gillian before tonight. He's talking about the Bigfoot out at his SETI ranch. Golly gee, it makes me want to go out there when I hear all this stuff going on. Of course, I'm on the East Coast, New York City, and we don't have any Bigfoot out here. We have a lot of big jerks, out here, but now we don't have any Bigfoot. They all headed west a long time ago. But listening to James Galeon, that's the show, 2 hours before me on BBS Radio. Hey, tell all your friends. Just click it. You can Google that one easily. Just go BBS Radio on Google, and it takes you to the sites. And I'm on Station 1 every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, which equals Sunday, 1 a.m. Eastern time. That's what it is, a little after 1 in the morning out here in New York City. And it's hot out here this week. Might be hot in your neighborhood, too, where you are. In fact, I hear Europe is suffering a heat wave. And who would think that winds blowing off the Sahara Desert in Africa would cause a heat wave in Europe? Well, that's what the weather people say. Whether or not they're right, who knows? Hey, you know what the newest thing in healthcare is? That's another thing. It was a joke. I because I'm running for president as a writing candidate. Yeah, I had to listen to these clowns. 10 losers on one night, and 10 losers the next night, and they keep talking about healthcare and policies. But the truth of the matter is, nobody's talking about real healthcare. You know, you have to educate yourself as to what real health care is. It's got nothing to do with pharmaceutical products or insurance agencies. Nothing to do with any of that stuff. And they're still trying to sell you that malarkey, like their plan is better than Obama plan, or their plan is better than Trump's plan, or whatever. You know, it's all BS. And I think you know what that stands for. That's got none of it. None of these healthcare plans have anything to do with real healthcare because they force you to use pharmaceutical products. You know, they don't have the real cancer cures that come from extracting the oils properly out of the marijuana plant, which was proven to cure fourth stage cancers in a very short period of time without any side effects. And plus, they don't want to tell you about the other things. I think it was 1912 they discovered selenium could be used to cure cancers. And then there's all the Reich methods with his magical black box, which was really just a tool, a prop, because later he found out he could do it mentally even without the box. But that's a technique that works, too. I mean, there's then if you really want to get into it, you can connect with your higher self and get the blueprint for your body transmuted down through the dimensions. That's right. There's 12 major dimensions and 12 overtones of each dimension. You can't learn this in public school, so you have to learn it on shows like this or from books that explain it. That's 144 realities that can exist in the same space. Amazing. I don't claim to be an expert on it, but I know the basic understanding of it is not that difficult. That's the significance of those numbers. That's why 12 times 12 equals 144. That's why we have the clock. You know, it's not a base 10 system, really. It's 12. You know, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then it repeats. And 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night. 12 times 12, how gross. Are you thinking? Does it correlate? Are you connecting the dots? Well, all those connections have been put in place to remind us that we're living in a basic 12-dimensional universe, and each dimension has 12 overtones, and each dimension has its vibrational parameters. You can't learn this stuff in school, college, or anything. Yeah, the people that work on secret military projects, they know this stuff. It's like time travel is real. I know. I've talked to people on the projects that actually worked and were part of the time travel mechanism with the mental connections that are needed to make it happen. And this is an educational show. And when I spoke with that guy who was on the Montauk Project after the lecture, and of course, he explained it to everyone at the lecture, the best explanation for time travel, how it's possible. Time is not a linear line going down the street. You know, we, for convenience sake, we've developed this idea that time moves only in a forward direction, and for convenience sake, we set up the thing, that concept. But in actuality, time is like the outside of the sphere. It's everywhere at the same time. You know, when we get out of this Earth time zone, we go into what's called infinity, eternity, where there is no time. Because time is just like an infinite amount of points on the edge of a sphere. Outer surface of the sphere, and when you want to go to a certain, once you learn the technique of how to dial into where you want to go, you travel around the edge of the sphere till you find your date. You want to go back to 1969 and experience the real Woodstock, and you punch in there pretty much, and you alakazam, you're in 1969. And then of course you better know how to get back to it to the time zone, eternity, or you'll be stuck there and live the rest of your life there. So, but the people who manipulate with time, they know the ins and outs of this, and basically that's the simplest explanation, understand how it works. And so all time is existing all the time, all times. How far into the future has time gone? I can't answer that one, but perhaps there's points, distant points in the future that haven't been played out yet. But the past surely can be accessed through everything that's happened. Once you learn the trick of how to move around on the outside of the sphere and find your location, I think it's done through remote viewing or something like that. Again, I'm not the expert in it, but that's the best way to go about understanding how it works. Imagine a sphere, and imagine the outside shell of the sphere, and that's where you find the, you can locate the exact year you want to go to. And that's it. The reason I mentioned Woodstock, well, this is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And, hey, this is an educational show. And somebody, I think Michael Lang, has been trying to get together a 50th anniversary gig for, of course, for the money, you know, to sell 50,000 tickets or something like that and have 3 days of performing. Except he's running into problems trying to find locations, and I don't approve what he's doing. He keeps getting farther away from the real location. Of course, the real location is owned by a cable guy, a rich, famous cable guy in the county there in Lower New York, right outside of Monticello. That's where the original Woodstock took place. It didn't take place in Woodstock. The town decided they didn't want it, so they moved the location to Yazzigo's Farm, which is really in Bethel, New York. And I've been there many times. I was one of the lucky people. They used to have a reunion there every year. And I made it to the 25th reunion. I got to play on the original stage. Awesome. And that was the last year they had, were allowed to set up the original stage on that particular piece of land. I believe it was the 25th anniversary. Maybe they continued to the 26th anniversary. Then the cable guy bought the land up. Nobody was allowed to go there anymore, and so they moved back to another one of Yasker's farms called Roy's. And he held the place there. He had the first year, I think he had the original stage put up again to bring Tractor Trailers Community on the stage. The stage is on top of tractor trailer flatbeds, and they put up the two giant columns, probably the two biggest speakers in the world still. And they get it put on a show. And amazingly, it's an awesome place to be. So anyhow, the magic of the place, as I discovered later, by going up there and taking pictures, and I was amazed to find out what my camera was picking up that wasn't quite visible. And then I was also amazed at what was visible and floating around in the air and all kinds of stuff like that. It's the land is a magical place up there. So if you want to recreate the Woodstock event, you have to have it somewhere up there. You can't, this guy trying to do the 50th anniversary, now he's going as far as Syracuse, New York. No, man, you're not going to have a good 50th anniversary celebration of Woodstock up in Syracuse, New York, because the magic is not in the land there. It's the land right outside of Monticello, New York. That's where the magic is. It's the land. And the land, the energies of Mother Earth come through and they connect with the sky. And, hey, that's how I got the name of the show, Connect the Dots. I put my pictures into a book and explained, you know, some basic ideas. I tell people, get them my book, Connect the Dots Theories. I have pictures, and some of them are from Roy's Farm, about a mile from the original Woodstock place. And awesome pictures of things that go bump in the night that you can't see, but I got them on in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And that's how I know it's the land. It's a special place where Mother Earth and the spiritual realms connect. I even got pictures of hovering spacecraft in that area. Pictures of crafts that nobody has ever put out anywhere. Usual looking craft, but they're all over the place up in that area. And that's why, if you want to have a 50th Woodstock reunion, you have to be up there. And like I said, the guy who bought the original Woodstock farm, he's holding events for 3 days up there this year. He did it last year, too. But he doesn't understand. You need to be outside to get the magic. He built arenas, you know. So anybody who goes up there and goes to one of his concerts, and he gets some good people. I hear Ringo Starr, the famous Beatles, is going to perform one of the nights up at on the original Woodstock site. But they're doing all their venues inside. So you're missing the beauty of being outside and being able to feel the energy and maybe see a few amazing things of the connection between Mother Earth and the, we can call them the extraterrestrial beings that show up. And the best way to get a view of what's going on, hey, get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, available everywhere, iTunes, Google Play. You can get it on your Kindle, or I tell people, go to Barnes & Noble and get the 8.5 by 11 full-size book. That way you can study the pictures and compare them easier than you would if you're scrolling up and down the screen. And, hey, of course, it's cheaper to just download it, yeah. I mean, the book's at Barnes & Noble, a little over $22 or something like that. You can download it for $5. I think you can get it through Walmart now for $4.72 or something like that. Or some of the other people that allow you to download it, $7, $5. So it doesn't really cost that much, but the book is an education in yourself. If you're just a regular person It'll open your mind to so many things you never even thought about. Just looking at the pictures is fantastic. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, just in case you didn't know. If you listened before, you know it's a call-in radio show. If it's your first time listening, this is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. Call in and talk about important things. You know, what's happening in the world today, what the secret world government is still keeping from us, the truth. Truth about real healing. There's something new coming out about real healing. Tachyon chambers. They're here already, actually. I was surprised that when I Googled it, yeah, there's a couple of places in the North American continent where you can go visit these tachyon chambers for a small fee and experience it. I did a small investigation. Basically, they're a pyramid over a bed with giant crystals underneath the bed, and of course a crystal apex over the pyramid, and you just lay in there for hours, and the tachyons, it draws them in, does their magic. Of course, you couldn't build this, you could build a replica of it, but it needs to be activated, so you have to go to these places that have been activated, unless, of course, you have $25,000, I hear you can buy one for $25,000. You have to pay $12,500 up front. You got to pay the shipping charges, because they make them in Europe. And then you pay the additional $12,500 once the qualified individual comes to your location where you're going to set it up. You need a whole room to set it up in. When he activates it, and then it'll work. And it will cure your health, make you in perfect health. This is the health care of the future. Unfortunately, the insurance companies will not pay for this. Because they're all, they're all in bed with the pharmaceutical industry. It's all about sucking money out of you and making you sicker. There are no real pharmaceutical cures for cancer. You know, they can cut it out, and they can stifle it for a while, but, you know, they're not addressing what caused it in the first place. And, of course, today, there's plenty of things to cause cancer. We got the cell phone energy. Cell phone energies were proved by the Greek government in the 1990s to be harmful. Why didn't we hear about that? 1990s. The Greek government already proved that cell phones are dangerous to your health, especially if you hold them right next to your ear. The closer they are to your head, the more dangerous they are. The radiation jumps off the scale, the microwave radiation. And then we got the Wi-Fis, more microwave radiation. And then when the 5G comes on, people are going to start getting sick in days. That's what's happened already, where they've turned it on in a few locations. And then the rest of the people will get sick in weeks. And there'll be very few people that won't get sick. Everybody's immune system is different, but, this is being done on purpose. You know, that's why I talk about it, because you have to get it through your head, you know. You might be living in the United States of America, but the United States of America is not fully controlling the United States. The New World Order controls the whole world. They control all the world governments, including our government, and they got their agents everywhere, and they sneak in things like this because one of their agendas is to depopulate humanity by 95%. That means killing 7 billion people at least. And this is their little brainchild that's going to kill millions upon millions, and maybe they'll even get a billion killed with this when they turn on the 5G juice. I'm warning everybody, get away from the antennas. They call them the Gwen antennas. You know, they stand up tall, and they have like, 20 things, attachments to them or something like that. You'll see them as you go down the highway. Sometimes they try to disguise them as a big, fake pine tree or something like that. When you see anything really tall with about 20, 30, maybe 40 broadcasting antennas on them, little squares, circles, whatever. These are the Gwen Towers, specifically designed to broadcast detrimental, harmful microwaves. And the closer you are to it, the more powerful and more deadly it is. The further you get away, the safer you are. So when they turn this on, you better get in your pickup truck, put in an old 60s tape, and start singing, "I'm going up the country," because that's where you're going to have to go to be safe from this. You stay in the city, they will microwave you to death so fast. And government is going to lift a finger until millions of people have died already, or until they start getting sick themselves. And everybody in government has been bribed that, oh, this is okay, this is great, yeah. But little do they know what's, they're being duped. That's the problem with republics. You know, America is a republic, but republics are outdated now because they don't really, it's only a matter of time before they all get compromised by the New World Order. And they are controlled with bribe money. New World Order has all the money. They can bribe anybody. They'll find what they need. And if they don't bribe you, they'll blackmail you if you're in government. And if you're really a pest and want to make trouble with them, well, they'll hire Hillary Clinton's team to take care of people that are uncooperative or something like that. So, but that's the real deal. That's you know, I tell everybody. I follow. I'm on Twitter. I follow a lot of people on in the United Kingdom, the UK, Great Britain, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, whatever you want to call it. You know, the Queen's domain. I follow them, and their government is worse than ours. They're all bought out. They make ridiculous laws. They're suppressing free speech now. And that's a sad situation, too. European Union, they're a proxy for... and you wonder why people want to be in the European Union. They got conned into it. European Union is a proxy of the New World Order. That's it. New World Order wants to depopulate humanity. You know, look up the Georgia Stones. They clearly say that their intention is to bring the population down to 500 million. And I don't know, we've got 8 billion people now. So that means, you know, 90 to 95% of the population has to be eliminated one way or the other. And how else are they eliminating us? They're forcing people to get, bullying them into getting vaccines or tricking them into getting vaccines, and they're all tainted beyond belief. If you look at the ingredients that are vaccines, there's no logic to it whatsoever. Except the logic of, yeah, we want to contaminate everybody, we want to weaken everybody, we want to sicken everybody, we want to give them all kinds of, like, autism and other bad diseases, and we're doing it with vaccines while claiming to be helping. This is going on. Bill Gates is one of the biggest offenders of this. He's using his big money. You know, he sold his soul to the New World Order, and he's out there using his money to promote vaccines to kill as many Africans as possible, because he can get away with it in countries like that where the governments are weak and they'd rather have the bribe money than do what's right. Well, don't laugh. It's kind of like that in the U.S. too, even in England and all the other European countries. There's very few countries on Earth that can avoid bribe money. And that's how the New World Order keeps control of everything. Except now they're going in for the big kill. I mean, they're the ones who call the shots with the, obviously called the shots with energy weapons destroyed Paradise, California. And, you know, there was a hidden message there. We can destroy paradise. That's it. And they did it. And with energy weapons, if you watch the videos that actually made it to mainstream media, it was so obvious. Everybody's house is pulverized to the ground, yet the trees are all standing. So don't try to tell us it was fire that did that. Yeah, sure, some of the trees burned down because after the houses caught fire, trees nearby caught fire. Some of the trees, yeah. And then there was pictures of the cars out on roads where there are no trees, out riding on a road, riding through a field or something, and there's a melted car, melted glob of aluminum on the road there. Nothing around it, just a melted glob of aluminum. Now, how did that happen? Energy weapons, that's how. They can pinpoint, you know, it's a new technology. They can pinpoint where the cars are, where the houses are, and it's through satellite technology and satellite, you know, maybe some of the satellites are actually, they have the energy weapons on them, and they just focus in, get the coordinates right, and they zap it, and it pulverizes anything, you know. Energy weapons were partially used in the taking down the trade centers, you know. And of course, I've said this before, back in 2010 and 11, there was all those mass killings of animals that nobody was able to explain. Well, I can explain it. They were using energy weapons, testing them out. How effective are they on large groups of people? And it looks like they were killing, you know, 200,000 birds, 300,000 fish, and sounds pretty effective. They have all the tools to basically destroy humanity. Plus, I'll mention it again because you should be concerned. Your children in school, take them out of public school. All the public schools are microwaving your kids to death and destroying their DNA. Well, that's part of the plan, the New World Order plan. You want to depopulate humanity, well, make everyone sterile. Then they can't procreate. Eventually, they'll all die off, and you'll be left with just your special elite friends, and you'll do all. You're the only ones doing the procreating then. And this plan is in operation. It's been in operation for a long time. We're getting to the final stage where they're going into the big kill. And I wrote a song, "Hey, there ain't no justice except what you make of yourself." It's on my CD called "Songs Better Than Dylan." You ought to buy it and learn some philosophy. You learn what things about interactions and gain some wisdom, you know. Hey, my music, I got two albums out there. They're on the CD Baby Music Store. Easy way to find it, go to BBS Radio again. Click on my show. I'm on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Station 1, connect the dots, click on the name of the show, and right away you'll see the link to the CD Baby Music Store. And though, in case you haven't visited the CD Baby Music Store, everybody's song has a 29-second play, so you can get a taste of what the song's about. And I've got 23 songs on that album, and I got 12 songs on another album. And you can get to listen to 29 seconds of each one of them. But there's that great song there, philosophical song, "There Ain't No Justice." It's called "Ain't No Justice." And the hook says, "There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself." And hey, I'm giving you some good advice there. You better start making your justice, because government is not going to do it. They sold you out already, and it's part of the plan. You know, they're going to let it happen. Whatever is going to be done to humanity, governments are going to let it happen. You know, the evil world controllers, the evil new world order, they're who work with the evil ETs. Yeah, there's good ETs, and there's evil ETs. And the new world order works with the evil ETs, you know. Hey, this information is out there. If you don't know about it, you're not looking for the truth. Best way to start, I'd say, is Zachariah Sitchin and his interpretations of the cuneiform language of the Sumerians, which, you know, things cut out in stone tablets, you know. You can't replicate them. Well, you could maybe with a replicator, but you can't copy them on a copy machine. Anyhow, he wrote a book called The 12th Planet. It's a beginner's look into advanced intelligent beings from another planet, a.k.a. the 12th planet, coming to Earth 445,000 years ago, documented in these clay tablets. And then about 300,000 years ago, they started manipulating with human DNA, and they started enslaving mankind. They are the original white devil slave masters, actually. So all the people that want to keep blaming the Europeans, it wasn't the Europeans. And when did they first start their slavery? Africa. So Africa was the first one to be picked on. The African people were the first ones to be picked on to be made into slaves. But it wasn't the Europeans. Europe didn't even exist back then. Probably nobody was living there, close to nobody. 300,000 years ago, that's a long time. And that's how long mankind has been exposed to slavery. So the real devil, white devil, they were light-skinned, humanoid, large humanoid creatures from the 12th planet, known as the Anunnaki. They have other names too, but probably the most familiar is the Anunnaki. They, about 300,000 years ago, they started to enslave the human race because they wanted creatures capable of following orders and going into the mines and extracting the gold, which they were stealing from planet Earth, from their own planet. And they altered our genetics to make us look more like them, you know? And they set themselves up as gods because local people had heard about there being a real god, and because they came out of down from the sky, the ignorant people at the time thought they were gods. And they, once they found that out, that they were being looked at as gods, they took advantage of it, and they are the originators of religion. Yeah. Except it was bad religion. It was enslavement religion. And eventually, they had their clans and they had their family lines. And eventually, they all went out around Sumerian time. They all went out and started, I'm going to set myself up as a god here. And that one says, I'm going to be a god here. And different factions set up different clans and different religious ceremonies and different demands from the people that were enslaved. They're just too stupid to know they were totally enslaved. And so, why that book, The 12 Planets? But if you want to get a quick correlation of what they started and what how we actually became like them and we're still harboring this same stupid ways of male dominating control of society, get my book, Connected Dots Theory. Chapter 4 explains it all, why things are the way they are, and it points out dozens and dozens of things that we do in modern society that are just a copy of what the Anunnaki were doing to mankind and how they were ruining us. They are a male dominating society. And Earth should be more female-dominating, but not dominating, a female-ruling society. That's right. I might be a male, but I know that the women would make better rulers than the men any day. And pretty much so. Sure, men are more powerful, and that's how the Anunnaki proved their way was right, because might was right, and who knew better? And women weren't organized enough to combat that obvious advantage of men being more physically stronger than women in most cases. And that's why we still have a male-dominated world. But we're moving away from it. Hey, and the good news, the event is coming. That's right, the Galactic Federation of Good Guys, of light beings, are supposedly going to finally land their
grab air and liberate us all. And this has been an ongoing thing, and supposedly there's a lot of other bad things that have been dumped on the human race that they're taking care of, things behind the scene, like electronic projections that project negative frequencies, and reptilians living underground. And the reptilians are the bad guys, just like in the movies, the reptiles, you know. And the Dracos and the other really bad groups. If you ever saw the movie Mothman, and Mothman, he had to be a Draco. You know, the force of people that have seen the Mothman. It's got wings, got a kind of like a devil face, and, you know, red eyes and flies somehow without flapping his wings. But he has like, webbed wings that hang out from under his arm and attach to his legs or something like that. But those are the two biggest bad groups. There's other ones, too. There's, I can't think of the name now, but just the group that eats humans, yeah. Well, they obviously can't be considered too good. And all these things tied together, you know, hey, and that's why I talk about it. This is the show, Connect the Dots. I'm connecting the dots for you. Make it easier for you to understand. And, of course, I try to throw in some good knowledge every once in a while. Hey, like today, I spoke about the tachyon chair. Just Google it. Find out a little about yourself. You know, tachyon particles are amazing. But you need to educate yourself about that. I'm not an expert about it, but I understand they're good. And, I always encourage people to buy yourself a book on quartz crystals and go to a store that sells them. Buy some quartz crystals. Why don't you walk with them like a crystal ball? You can roll around on your chakras. And you'll see it works because the crystal ball made out of quartz crystal, after you get done rolling around each one of your chakras, it'll be extremely hot. And, of course, you got to clean it. Some water with pennyroyal drops in it or something like that to get the negative frequencies down. But that's what it was doing. It was interacting. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. You know, but it's got to be a quartz crystal. And a clear quartz crystal is the best to work with because it has all the frequencies of the universe. That's right. Not just Earth, of the universe. And it's easier than you think to interact with the other dimensions. If we think of a piano representing the dimensions, like a full-scale piano is 8 octaves. You know, after an octave is 12 notes, basically. You know? And then it starts repeating. Note is the beginning of another octave. So you got 12 notes, 12 notes, and they refer to it as the 88, because 8 times, 8 octaves. You figure how many keys are on the piano, really. If you got 8 times 12, if there's 8 octaves on the piano, so that's 80 plus 16, so that's 96 keys. You know, hey, maybe that's what the song 96 Tears was about. They're connected to every key. But anyhow, this is how it works. If you play a C note in physical reality here, it's going to resonate with a C note in the next dimension, and the next dimension after that. And so frequency is the common denominator. All the frequencies have been set up already. So that's why you want to be in tune, and you want to actually work with the scale of 432 as your A note. You know, get your guitar play, you have the A note on your guitar. Now, in the past, a tuning pitch pipe, when you blow into the A note, tune your guitar, the pitch pipe is resonating at 440 cycles. Hertz. 440 cycles per second. But bioelectronic tuner and calibrated to 432 for the 8 notes, then you're in sync with the universe. You know, that was another deceptive thing. It was done back in the, it was 1920s or 1930s. Again, we're ignorant, and the extraterrestrials and the New World Order who work against us all the time to control us, they decided, let's throw everyone out of sync, and they decided we're going to introduce the 440 tuning to people, and then they made it where everyone accepted this 440 tuning, and of course the logic was, we're not going to have any flats and sharps anymore, or a flat and sharp is going to be the same thing, as a G sharp will be the same thing as in A flat, you know, about music, but they're not really when it's on a real scale, but they homogenized it so that a piano player could play any song in any key and it would sound the same, you know. Whereas when we look back to the so-called classic music masters, Beethoven, Bach, and the other ones, they would write certain pieces of music in certain keys to have various certain effects. Because back in their day, a G sharp and an A flat were not the same note. The G sharp was closer to the G, and the A flat was closer to the A. So it made a difference what key you were playing in. And that's the truth about music. I tell people all the time, you know, if you're a guitar player, tune your A string to 432 and the rest accordingly. Of course, you need an electronic tuner to do that, but it's worth buying one and participating in the universe. I mean, sure, music can still be enlightening, and even with the 440 tuning. Hey, the Beatles proved that, you know, when they, nobody was even talking about 432 tuning, everybody was into 440 tuning. Well, they added something to the music. It was not just the tuning, they were just using regular tuning like everyone else, but it was their personality, their persona, their delivery of the songs they had written. They were connecting with the human race on a spiritual level. And they created magic beyond belief. The best example probably would be the first Shea Stadium concert. You can watch the video, but it was more happening than just in the video and listening to the music. There was a magic beyond that that penetrated the air, that connected the dimensions. So you can even do it when you're not in total sync. And the Beatles proved it could be done. They had the world in the palm of their hands for a short period of time there. And they just connected with everyone. They had all the ingredients, the magic, and they did it without the 432 tuning. They did it in 440 and still created magic. But regardless of that, whatever note you play in this dimension, it's going to resonate with the note in the next dimension and the next dimension all the way up. If we had a piano with 12 scales, that would tell the whole story. So once you make a piano with 12 octaves. And of course, there's different types of scales. You know, there's basically just seven whole notes. But then there's the five sharps and flats between the seven whole notes, and 7 + 5 = 12. That's that magic 12 again. You know, 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of the night, 12 seasons, 12 months of the year. equipment where, like I said, 12 times 12 outgrowth. Well, I'll tell you something even worse. And if you're done listening to the show, and tell your friends too, go to YouTube.com and punch in the title of my rock and roll documentary, which is more than a rock and roll documentary. It's an entertaining visual experience plus showcasing unknown bands that were just as good as the famous ones we know. And it's put it together in honor of them. And but it is a documentary things related to rock and roll that happened in the past but didn't make it to mainstream media because these people didn't have the big contracts. But you got to spell it correctly, so go to YouTube.com and they got their little punch in where you want to go and Subway, S-U-B-W-A-Y. But I spell fantasy different. You have to spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Totally incorrect spelling, but nevertheless, when you look at it, you understand. It says Subway Fantasy, but you got to spell that word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Just punch in those two words, enter those two words, rather, on YouTube.com, and it'll take you right to the 29-minute video with the picture of the blonde as the first scene, and just click on it, and you will be going for an entertaining adventure. Starts off like a science fiction movie, and then goes into showcasing some of the talents that just never got the recognition, but they were out there participating. It's not your normal rock and roll documentary. You know, there will be no narration in it saying this is so-and-so playing where, you know. There's a brief page at the end of the video that explains to you what you had just viewed. But don't waste your time reading that until after you viewed it. That's why it's at the end. It just starts off like a science fiction movie. And for about a minute, then it breaks into the music. And it goes from one thing to the next, and everything's been edited to be entertaining. Check it out. Hey, it's for free. What do you want for nothing? You know? But that's it. Subway Fantasy on YouTube.com. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Fantasy. And the subway is, there's a subway connection to it, too. Enjoy it. 29 minutes of sheer enjoyment. And in the weeks to follow, I'm going to have some more rock and roll song videos up there because I want to have people to watch more when they're done with that one. Then we'll go to other video, audio, visual works of original music featuring some of the greatest guitar playing there has ever been. Some of my phones have screwed guitar playing on, I hate to brag, but that you haven't heard this kind of great guitar playing since 10 years after doing that song, Going Home. And if you ever heard that song, that guy's really wailing. But, hey, when we get to the end of the show, you're going to get here. Well, I claim to be one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos ever. At the end of this, my song called Are You the Party in Kind? The end solo to the song is just tasteful. And it's definite. It's, when you hear it, you know that's the song. Yeah, that's Are how to be somebody. You know, first I wrote the song, then I recorded it, and it's been my mantra my whole life, and I've been somebody my whole life. And I may not have been rich, but I never thought of that as being somebody. But I sure have been successful in many, many, many other things. Like, you know, people like think, oh, Donald Trump, yeah, he made it. Yeah. Okay, he's rich, but that's all he really ever accomplished. All the things I've accomplished in my life, he never even dabbled in. You know? I've accomplished much more in my life than he has. He has all he has accomplished, which made me money. And, you know, of course, all the good-looking women he had to buy them, you know? And I was out there dating, you know? I didn't have to buy anybody. I won women over with personality and looks. And that's all you really need, and that's what you should really need, you know? As the old saying goes, looks attract, personality holds. And, yeah, Trump, what did he do? Accomplish one thing in his life, that's it. You know? I guarantee without the money, he wouldn't have a gorgeous wife like he has now. No siree. But so much for that. And, hey, you got some good clues tonight, everybody who's been listening. Tachyon chambers. It's the health system of the future. Tachyons will be the health system of the future. And, of course, those of us who are lucky enough to connect with our higher self, which is a lot easier said than done. And there's a lot of people out on Twitter looking to help you do that. There's a lot of videos out to help you do that if that's what you want to do, and look into it, you know? Tremendous amount of valuable knowledge out there on Twitter. Warned you about the vaccines, warned you about the 5G, and warned you about the chemtrails, you know? I noticed nobody at the Democrat Dog and Pony Show mentioned anything about chemtrails. It would have been nice if somebody had just blurted that out. What about chemtrails? Of course, that person would have been immediately removed from the facility, and they would have made sure that all the tapes erased that word chemtrails out, and pretend nobody even said that. They're talking about. Yeah, chemtrails are killing you. They're killing you and everybody else, spraying poison in the air. Now, hey, I've investigated. I know. The military likes it. It helps them win radar. But meanwhile, we're all dying. Of course, the world order likes that. Yeah, they want to kill people. Anything. Yeah, more chemtrails. I used to write joke songs about that years ago. When people were writing philosophical songs, too many people do that anymore. You know, poison in the air, poison in the pool. And poison in the vaccine. That's a new one right there. Poison in the TV screen. Oh, my God. Well, we're getting near the end of the show. So get prepared to hear a tasteful lead guitar solo before I do the countdown here, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the end of the song, you'll swear you hear a horse skeleton. You can have the ability to envision such a thing. Hey, I Gotta Be Somebody. My anthem, it could be your anthem, too. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, don't forget to look up Subway Fantasy on YouTube. You'll enjoy it. And maybe some time next week, somebody will call in and tell me what they think. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Stop to look, cause I caught their eye.